originally went on in Santa Cruz a few years ago, and I guess you had your own cop watch for a little while. Do you still have a group of people who go out with video cameras to track the police?
Well, yes, we do, and it needs to heat up a little bit more. We're trying to broaden it and get more people involved. But one of the incidents that took place not too long ago, we had one of our guys out there. He actually was on his bicycle driving down the, it was New Year's Day. He was riding his bicycle. He saw the police roughly handling this one African-American lady. He stopped, and he was 30 feet away. The policy gave us to be, allowed us to be 15 feet away. Mm-hmm. But in that, the police went out to him. They talked to him. He asked for a badge number. They roughed him up. They arrested him. They took him down. Now, the policy, it's not only a policy. It's a revised policy. In other words, it's something that has been focused on, dialogued over, rearranged, revised, and so on. And it is the policy that we use from the San Jose Police Department. Yes, policy versus reality is the issue in this.
Well, your group has been active for, what, about 2 or 3 months?
No, since November of 98.
And the name of the group is?
The Citizen Tribunal.
And is there a number that you can be reached at for those who are, got a pencil and want to give you a call and get more info?
At this point, 223. 7567.
That's actually area code 408.
Yes, it is.
Area code 408-223.
7567.
7567. And for those who didn't get that number, give me a call at 423-HUFF at any point. I'll be happy to pass that number on to you. And the Citizens Tribunal kind of came out of a number of individuals who were actually on the grand jury who were dissatisfied with how that grand jury was operating, right?
Well, they stood up because of the practice of racism and discrimination there. Now, because the Citizen Tribunal not only works as far as police issues, but also in the family court, the judicial system at large, and all the various branches. What we do is to compile data to take some type of group action or community action and related to the information that has been compiled and verified to be to warrant such an action. But we are looking at also having a citizen tribunal data collection ourselves. As I expressed concerning the independent auditor, we need to be able, the citizens need to have an opportunity to look at the data to know for ourselves that, in fact, an exoneration is warranted. I believe that we have many good police officers in San Jose, but until the good officers stand with the citizens that they serve, I don't see how they could expect there not to be a public outcry, and it just talks police department in general. I am really, really wishing and hoping that the police men and women who went into the business for the right reason, and in their heart they hold on to that, I am hoping that they will join with the citizens in this county and in the United States in general and stand up against any officer who violates another's rights, no matter where he is, what he is, or whatever.
Now, let me ask you, Daryl, do you have actually are you setting up a process by which people can file complaints to you and then have a public hearing and a citizen tribunal?
I would like to present that, and that will be in an article in a press release not too long from now.
Mm-hmm.
We will actually talk about that in a meeting today, and we're going to look at having a way of collecting our own data so people can call in about when they were stopped by the police. That we want their age, we want their race, we want where it was, we want the officers' names if the officers gave it to them, we want badge numbers if they gave them that.
Mm-hmm.
We want all the information, so we want to have an opportunity to look at the data ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than us trusting someone else who actually is a part of that entity, we need to know that the data itself, first of all, is full and complete.
Mm-hmm.
And then we need to go about analyzing it ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any upcoming meetings you want to invite people to?
Yes, we have monthly meetings. A date will come out for the next meeting that is coming up. We're also looking at a rally festival on the 24th of July. And we're in the planning stage of that. We're looking to have a very successful, very inclusive rally festival with church singers, poetry, speeches, just a good time, and bringing the citizens together. we're not a group that throws rocks. We're not a group that do any of the things that would consider radical. Our goal is to win back our judicial system through the very process that they've used to take advantage of the citizens that they serve.
And Darryl, again, your last name is?
Williams.
Well, we're talking to Darryl Williams in San Jose. He's with the Citizens Tribunal, and he's been giving us information on how to turn back police abuse through essentially citizen action. And for those who want to contact him, get in touch with me at 423-HUFF off air, and I will pass on his number to you. And give us your number one more time, Darryl.
Area code is 408-223-7567.
That's great. Anything you want to conclude with?
Well, it's all of us. This is our man. This is what our slogan is. Your issue is my issue, and this is how we have to see this. And my issue is yours. It is all of us or none of us. Many people have stood in courts and before different boards by themselves and come away with zero. But shoulder to shoulder with men and women in the community of various different situations that they're going through, standing together is our strength.
I have to agree.
You will be impressed at what numbers can offer you.
Hey, let's do this again. I'm running because I got another interview, but please, thank you for calling in, Darryl, and I will pass on your number to those who call up and ask for it.
Okay, and I appreciate the opportunity, and you're doing a good job.
Hey, thanks, Darryl.
Thanks,
it sounds like you are, too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Said I live here, here I'm gonna stay. What makes you think I wanna move away? They smile, be a fly, then now your farmer's dead. The farm ain't yours till you pay the overhead. I know we but we're no fools as far as farming goes. The crop don't know no woman's work on them. There ain't no law can take me from my land. 'Cause I'm a farmer, I've been one all my life. Call me a farmer.
Kristen Lenz, a farmer and not a farmer's wife. Online with us is Jane Larson Bear, a one-time city council candidate, full-time activist and mom, and a fighter for low-income housing in the beach flats that will actually provide more housing for people rather than less. Hi, Jane.
Hi there.
And so what's cooking down there? Got any new tidbits for us?
Well, there's city council public hearing for social services tomorrow at the upstairs at the library, and all those are of course vitally connected. There's a community action board meeting on Wednesday, June 16th at 6:15 at 501 SoCal. We'd like to invite people to. And why don't you let me give an overview of the situation? Maybe we can get people to come to these hearings.
Sure. Before we do, I want to just add that the budget hearing tomorrow is, actually the budget hearings go on all day. It starts at 9 o'clock, second floor of the library, and goes till 5 with an hour break for lunch, and then does the same thing on Tuesday. But the hearings you mentioned, which I guess the focus will be on social services sometime probably between 10 and 12, and it'll be on the police, and that's on Monday, and then on Tuesday on the second floor of the library between 10 and 12 for the police and fire departments, for those who are particularly interested. And for people who want to know how the whole budget process goes, you got to get down to City Council or call them on Monday morning, they'll give you the stats, or get down to the library today, and that should be available as an agenda. Sorry for interrupting you, but that's sort of a good piece of information to get out. I'm glad you brought it up. Go ahead, Jane.
Well, the last almost 20 years, coincidentally the same length of time as progressives have
ruled the roost.
City Council. The boardwalk, which is owned by the Seaside Company has been buying up houses in beach flats, starting with the houses closest to the boardwalk, and going through this process of buying, emptying, and demolishing. And they've worked their way up over the years from the corner of Beach and 3rd Street. For those folks who know a little bit about the main beach area, it's the residential neighborhood that's the closest to the railroad trestle bridge and the river mouth, the main beach entrance through there. Well, that section has just been steadily gone through this commercial speculation of buying, emptying, and demolishing, buying, emptying, and demolishing, and so forth, until at this point there are over 60 vacant or empty places on which there could be 120, houses or apartments, in the sense of a single family house on a single family house lot with a granny unit in the back. Something, I'm not talking about large developments of shared walls. I'm talking about what was there before, the footprint of what was there before.
So you're talking about kind of restoring a community's single-family housing, and plus, possibly some extra granny units thrown in,
exactly.
but not the modern-day kind of high-concentration density projects in big cities that have been kind of losing favor and being torn down in New York City and other places, right?
Exactly. And to that point, we'd like to refer to the history of the neighborhood and keep bear in mind this footprint. The neighborhood, by the way, is on dirt, and that's very important for your listeners to keep in mind, because the area around the beach flats is, of course, sand. It's near the tidal basin, and the boardwalk itself and the boardwalk parking lot is on sand, and the factor to be considered there is the fact that all lands within the high tide land at the year of statehood, which was 1850, is arguably belongs to the public. Therefore, all the amusement park rides, the boardwalk itself, and the parking lot could be considered.
Now, wait a minute, Jane. Are you claiming that Charlie Canfield is a claim jumper here and stealing public land?
That's what the certainly felt by all the old timers.
Really?
In our neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And beach flood settlement, the early folks who lived here were, of course, the Ohlones, the Native American Indians, and there was another group besides the Ohlones and then the Ohlones. But the long-term history of thousands of years of human habitat was by Native American Indians, and it was called Olinta. And this, by the way, for people who like history, beach flats is where the folks lived in not exactly teepees. It was more like little beach shacks, I guess you'd call them, but,
the original beach
real
boats.
Real charming, but...
Olinta.
And then the beach hill, a little bit up from here on our side of Beach Hill, was the burial ground. And
Alinta is the name you actually have taken to for your project.
Yes.
And the first phase of that project is your Rex Court idea, right?
Yes. And I don't want to get bogged down in history, but
we only have about 5 minutes left. I got to warn you.
Okay. All right. To leap ahead, then, our concept here is to immediately purchase, even if eminent domain needs to be used, those units that were most recently bought and emptied by the boardwalk, not yet demolished.
Mm-hmm.
So that they're still in good condition.
And then rehab them?
And if needed, some of them don't even need it. Just put people back in them. Like, we want our people back in our spaces, and that would give us another 20 units just right off the bat. And then we'd like to start the process of setting it right, setting it back like it was.
Well, you actually throw tours where you walk people around to these houses and show them off and show how that can be done. And you took me on such a tour. Have the city council members, who are so big for low-income housing, responded to your request for a tour?
I'm sorry to say there's been no callbacks, no matter how...
Wait a minute, Keith Sugar hasn't called you back?
No, and
Tim Fitzmaurice hasn't called back?
No, and I've certainly been...
Well, surely Christopher Crone of the Beach Area Working Group, that fine, eager fellow who wants to stop the Canfield exploitation, he called you back.
Not yet. I'm still waiting. And I think that part of it is that the staff has flooded them with all kinds of busy work so that they can't think about what's happening.
They're just too busy to call back.
Part of it is this whole system machine, as you might want to refer to it, where the boardwalk was allowed to do this commercial speculation with buying, emptying, and demolishing, in exchange for which cronies of the city council could get wealthy off these non-profit type of...
Now, wait a minute. Are you referring to people like Arnie Fishman and perhaps... who's the latest of the fellows? Elizabeth Vogel at Mercy House.
Yes. I'd like to... stop right there with the Artie Fishman referral, because there is a low-income project in Beach Flats known as Mercado or La Playa.
I warn you, you have 2 minutes left.
Okay, 304 Riverside Avenue. The city should buy it rather than Artie Fishman owns it now. And instead of him selling it to Mercy Housing, why doesn't the city just buy it straight up from him, so that you don't have all these middle people making all the extra money? You know, it's quite a scam there. And nonprofits have been used, you know, directed against the folks at Beach Flats to quiet them from making the point that there's commercial speculation in our neighborhood, and to such an extent that if anybody raises their voice, they can get identified as the enemy and have people just personally intimidate them. And the present director of Beach Flats Community Center is recently going down to our neighbors and saying that we're against them. And, you know, this is real service to the community. You could start up a nice little...
How can people get the details on this, who are going to have to, because we're leaving the air in about a minute, but if they want to reach you and get some information on this, how can they do that?
Why don't you have them call me at 423-0170. I'll be glad to run down some of the injustices that have occurred.
And some of
try to set this thing right.
Plus, you're of course, have a project to specifically present real expanded affordable housing, and perhaps you would like to get people on board that project.
Yeah, I sure would. I'd like to have people just demand that the houses be put back where they were, and instead of taking people's houses and emptying, you know, they have, the way they rationalize it is the Seaside Company can buy, empty, and demolish if the city's designated housing developer buys, empties, and demolishes someplace else in the neighborhood. Where the city's designated housing developer wants to buy, empty, and demolish has a bunch of people living at it. you don't notice the difference between throwing people out of their house.
Well, we fought the beach flats bulldozing in November and won, and I am hoping we can do the same in April. You've been listening to Jane Larson Bear. Her phone number is 423-0170, 423-0170. She can give you more information. She's also actually drawn up a very nice kind of visual presentation for the Rex Court project, as I guess that's the first project you've been working on there, Jane.
That's right.
Is there more you want to say? But we have to kind of run on you. Anything you want to conclude with?
Well, there's been a lot more. There's been a lot more cruelty towards people than I think that Santa Cruz people want to really accept. And if you want to have a sense of justice as well as a sense of the environment, then help us here. We got to turn this thing around, turn the tide, and it's really got to stop this exploitation of poor people so that the big business can just gobble up where people live. And it's not just people. It's not just brown people. It's harbor seals. It's all the animals, the marine mammals that need a place too. We're all one. We're all relations here.
We're going to invite you to come back to our next show, which will be between 6 and 8 on Thursday. Jane, thank you for calling us, and I again encourage people to call you at 423-0170.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we are just about at the end of the show here. We have the little red hen is here with some of her chicks, and we got to kind of turn over the mic to her. We will be returning, as I said before, 6 to 8 on Thursday, and if you have any in-between time announcements or concerns or reactions to the show that you want to put on for us, give us a call at 423-HUFF, 423-4833. And we will pass them on.
Hi, you're on free radio.
Hi, is Merlin there?
No, we're on air here, actually.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Okay.
Bye.
So I'm going to end the show here with a little more music, and then pass on the torch to the hen, who has arrived, and I think she's somewhere. I think she's hiding down there, but she's around somewhere. I can hear that cluck coming our way. There is, of course, the Streetwise Fair. I urge you to come to this afternoon from 1 to 7 at Loudoun Park, Laurel Park, Loudoun Nelson Center. A lot of street musicians there, organized by Sherry Connable, who shares with me a real concern about the troll busting. I urge you to call City Council at 420-5020 to tell them, stop this crap, set up a safe sleeping zone for people, 420-5020.
And you're on Free Radio Santa Cruz, the last seconds of the show.
Okay, so thanks for being with me, and please come back again on Thursday at 6.
When our towns were in flame, and yet we got the blame, I wasn't surprised. When police stormed the streets and no one came to our needs, I 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 came to our needs.
Thank you. government as the problem. Sure, Milosevic is part of the problem too, but that's for the people of Yugoslavia to deal with. And they definitely do need to deal with Milosevic. For Yugoslavia, plans that have been driving Yugoslavia towards ethnic divisions, plans that have been throwing working class people out of work and taking away their basic rights to health care and other rights that they had under the socialist system. Deformed as it was, the socialist system before Milosevic, under Tito, did provide health care and many of the basic necessities of the people, which are being destroyed as capitalism moves in partly with the help of the Milosevic's of the region, and it also is happening with direct intervention. So what's the solution for the people there? Well, one of the solutions includes the fight back of the working class people. And last week I read an article from the Organizer newspaper, which talks a lot about a whole number of trade unions. Actually, I should probably read that again. A whole number of trade unions coming out in opposition to privatization plans, in opposition to Milosevic, in opposition to NATO intervention. This is the direction towards the solution. The people of that region fighting back and producing their own solutions, solutions which could very well be solutions that are much further advanced than anybody else in the world. That is the potential of revolution against capitalism, revolution against Stalinist type dictators.